Some of this confusion lies in the fact that Jefferson never used the word deist to describe himself. But he was one nevertheless, and Chuck sent me over an email on Friday which challenged my belief that Thomas Jefferson was a deist and challenged my statement to that effect. And he said, "Hey, John, here's the unbridled truth. Thomas Jefferson was a believer in the doctrines of Jesus Christ. He was against the forces in England who made men belong to a state church whose heads were the monarchy. He believed that man was led by his religious beliefs first, but not at the direction of the government. He did, in fact, believe that the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were from God and should not be abridged by government. And he stated that he would only agree to the Constitution and back it, provided that the Bill of Rights was included. Many times during the working up to our Constitution did he express his belief in prayer, as did the other founders." He says, "I have personally spent months of my life in Washington, D.C., and can state that the original letters and speeches of our founders were in agreement." Well, first of all, of course, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. to read the letters. They're all online. You can find almost anything that you want to find, speeches, letters of the founding fathers, including Thomas Jefferson. And I've got to challenge this idea that Thomas Jefferson somehow... The point, of course, that I was making was that what Thomas Jefferson believed in the religious sense would not in the least resemble modern-day conservatives, evangelical conservatives, what they believe. And I don't think that most conservatives know this. Thomas Jefferson did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. He did not believe that Jesus did any miracles. He went so far as to publish a version of the Bible, the Jefferson Bible, that he altered to omit any references to miracles or Jesus' deity, so that the reader would focus on the moral teachings of Jesus. To Jefferson, Jesus was simply a good moral teacher, a great moral teacher, but not the Son of God. And that belief, by the way, was typical. Some of the great thinkers at the time, including some of the other founding fathers, believed the same kind of things. He was also a Unitarian, particularly in later years. He didn't believe in the Trinity. No Father and Son and Holy Spirit for Jefferson. He hated Calvin, one of the founders of Protestantism. Disliked many of the books of the New Testament. Called the Apostle Paul the first corrupter of the doctrines of Jesus. Called the book of Revelation the ravings of a maniac. Didn't believe in hell. So, like I said on the radio, what he believed bears little resemblance to what modern-day conservatives like to pretend that he believed. What does it matter what Jefferson believed? It only matters insofar as people cite him and the other founding fathers as having built America upon religion, this idea of America as founded on God, which I believe is quite erroneous. Quite erroneous, my friends. In fact, America was the first truly secular nation in the history of the world. Thank God. Thank God Thomas Jefferson talked about a separation of church and state. And that was the reason, of course, that he coined the phrase, much to the consternation of modern-day conservatives who'd quite like to erase that particular sentiment from this nation's history. But there it is in black and white, Thomas Jefferson: "I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion," in other words, that there would be no religion in government in the first place, "or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." Now, contrast the authenticity and the credibility of this quote, coined by Jefferson, the separation of church and state, to the quote, "In God We Trust," which wasn't introduced until the mid-20th century. Before then, the motto of the United States of America was "E pluribus unum," out of many, one. It was a quote that dealt with how people relate to each other, which is the proper role of government. It wasn't a quote regarding religion. "In God We Trust" was added, what, in the 1950s? Anyway, like I say, whether he described himself as a deist or not, he was certainly not an evangelical. I mean, if you don't believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it doesn't get you very far with most of the conservative denominations in America today. If you don't believe in Calvinism, you don't go very far with a lot of Protestants today. If you don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, you don't go very far at all with any of the churches in America today. He certainly wasn't trying to institute a religious belief into the political system. During Jefferson's presidency, he was asked if he would issue proclamations calling for days of prayer and fasting. You know, like we do today sometimes. And President Bush would say, tomorrow will be a day of prayer. Well, President Jefferson at the time was asked if he would also issue a proclamation calling for a day of prayer and thanksgiving. You know what he said? No. Send me an email. Prove me wrong.